Hello, everyone, and good morning, Kim.
Morning, Jill. Morning, everyone. We have a message for today. Woohoo! Let's see what it is. Okay. First off, I'm getting an image of an elephant. Oh, interesting. It's a very big elephant. It's a mama and a baby walking together. So I'm waiting to see what this means here. They're having me pay attention to the strides and how heavy they are when they're putting their feet down. Or do they call them hoofs? I'm not quite sure. putting their feet down into the ground and how they sink in. I'm literally looking at all of the aspects of these elephants, the mama and the baby. And they're like, it's not about protection, because that's my first thought with the baby, the mama baby. Like, no, it looks at the empowerment, the strength that. The emotions. Ooh, interesting. The emotions that elephants actually hold on to. If you've ever gotten a chance to see an elephant cry, you know. They feel, and they feel very deep. But it takes a lot for them to actually express those tears out. And like, this is what we're talking about right now, is that a lot of people are struggling to express them out. They're feeling deep, but they're not expressing them out. They're like, we want you to today to watch some videos of elephants. And you're supposed to just pay attention to how they play in the dirt, how they roll around, how they move with their pack, with their children. I feel like I'm pulling up like Nature's Geographic show on TV and or on YouTube, and I'm watching these elephants, they're pulling me to look at the ones that are crying. I said they want you. They're sending a feeling of true compassion to you today. So the elephants are speaking to you today. I know it sounds a little odd, but just go with us. They're wanting to deliver messages to you. It's okay to feel. It's okay to cry today. There's a lot of people that are experiencing sadness around us, and some, yes, cry. Some hold it in, but except what we want you to take away is it's not the sadness that makes you cry. It's the amount of deep love that is there. These elephants experience deep love, compassion for everybody around.
For everybody and all of life, I would add. Like that's the
Yes.
thing I get with elephants is and many animals for that matter. They are just deeply involved in life. And many of us as humans, because we're human beings, we can actually disengage from life. Sounds weird, but when you're overly busy, when you're overly stressed, or say when you're stuffing a bunch of emotions and working really hard to not experience them, we're avoiding life. And animals, their consciousness really just are not able to forego life. They have a kind of a narrower experience here in their consciousness. It's more like here's the bottom, here's the top of an animal's experience. And one of the tops is that they can't disengage from life. Human beings, we can. That's what differentiates us, in my opinion, about the only thing that does. But so as you were talking about elephants and all of the experiences from sadness, love, compassion. I saw elephants, when they're so playful, throwing water over themselves, the joy of that. They are just deeply involved in the experiences of life. They're not deeply involved in the judgment of life. They're in the experience of it. They're living, truly living life.
So if you're struggling on those levels, or even today, they're like, doesn't matter if you're struggling today, watch some videos on elephants. There is a deep message in us. You can, what do you want to call it? Subliminal message, a spiritual message. Doesn't matter. It could be where you, it just something clicks inside of you and you're like, oh, ah, and you'll get it. But if you don't watch the elephants, you're going to miss out.
Well, there you go. I love that. You decide. Beautiful.
True.
And very
Thank
fun.
You, Jill.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, and have a wonderful day. Until next time.